Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, January 20th. Snow squall warnings for Bruce County and northern Gray County. Reduced visibility is expected to continue through Tuesday and part of Wednesday in some areas, up to 60 centimeters throughout the whole snow event and between 15 and 25 centimeters today. Time for our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Visibility is poor at times in Grey Bruce. As a snow squall event continues, you may encounter whiteout conditions without notice. Southern Bruce County is seeing more consistent poor visibility, vehicles in ditches, and some road closures. Northern Grey County also has poor visibility. Highway 21 is closed from Amberley to Port Elgin, and Highway 9 is closed from Kincardine to Walkerton. Bruce Road 23 is closed from roads 15 to 20. That's from Tiverton to just south of Underwood. Otherwise, highways are partly snow-covered in Grey Bruce, and county roads are snow-covered with icy sections. The Launchpad Skills Training and Tech Center in Hanover has shut down. It was a place for young people aged 12 to 29 to develop job skills, find their strengths, and explore their interests. Launchpad says in a release, rising costs and financial pressures over the past several years, limited resources, and regulatory changes are some of its reasons for closing. It adds its volunteer board of directors did not take the decision lightly. Since 2015, it served over 2,000 young people and formed partnerships with over 30 local businesses. The Kincardine BIA is looking to council to help ensure downtown businesses can add outdoor seating in nice weather. Daryl Perry, who also owns Penetangier on Queen Street, says during the pandemic, downtown businesses were able to continue to serve customers thanks to outdoor patios. He says the BIA has also heard from businesses they would embrace patio seating if financial barriers were alleviated by the municipality. The BIA is recommending Kincardine reduce or remove the cost for those businesses to rent jersey barriers. Donald Trump is back in the White House. Today was his inauguration, and Trump opened his speech saying it marks a new day.
The golden age of America begins right now. From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer.
Word is he's not planning on imposing tariffs today, but he has directed agencies to investigate and remedy persistent trade deficits and address unfair trade and currency policies by other nations. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 103 points to 25,171. The Dow Jones is up 334 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.9 U.S. cents, up 79 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $76.89, down 99 cents a barrel. In sports in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to play at home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Leafs have won back-to-back games. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack are off until Wednesday when they host the Barrie Colts at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. And the U.S. College Football National Championship is set to go tonight. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Kickoff is at 7:30. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Snow squall warnings are in place for northern Gray and all of Bruce County. Reduced visibility is expected to continue through Tuesday and part of Wednesday in some areas. We could see up to 60 centimeters through the whole event, about 15 to 25 centimeters today. Minus 11, the wind chill minus 25 this afternoon, a low of minus 17 tonight, feeling like minus 28 with the wind chill overnight and a risk of frostbite. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.